In southern Arizona, a jury is deciding the fate of a U.S. Border Patrol agent accused of killing a teenage boy by firing into Mexico from the U.S. Joining us now from a Fronteras desk is senior editor Michel Morisco, who's been covering the story. Michel, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
So agents are frequently assaulted by people throwing rocks at them from Mexico. Agents have responded to those attacks. This case ended real differently, with an agent now being charged by the government he works for. That's a lot of difference here. Point that out to us. Explain this.
So the first difference is that in this case, the United States is charging Lonnie Schwartz with malice aforethought. That is to say that they are accusing him of pointing his gun between the bars of the border wall and firing over the course of 34 seconds, 16 times at the teenage boy. They're saying that it was essentially too much, you know, that he wasn't at that point defending himself. They said that he was walking through a hail of rocks in order to walk over and achieve this death by ignoring the pelting of the stones that were coming down and shooting into Mexico. So yes, they're accusing him of acting maliciously when he pointed his gun out and killed Jose Antonio Linda Rodriguez in 2012.
And Michel, this is potentially historic because Schwartz faces a second-degree murder charge. If convicted, this will be the first time a Border Patrol agent has been convicted of such a severe crime. But the jury does have other options. What are some of those other options?
They do. And I think that, first of all, that needs to be said. I think the judge is trying to avoid a hung jury in this case. On Monday, the judge told the jurors that they can also consider voluntary and involuntary manslaughter if they can't reach, you know, a verdict on this more serious charge. And if that's the case, you know, that's something that the defense attorneys have argued this whole time, that, you know, Agent Schwartz was just doing his job, that he was following training protocols, and that, you know, that the jury and the judge and the prosecutors really weren't there, that they're Monday morning quarterbacking from the sanitary confines of a courtroom. So yes, the judge is clearly trying to avoid any sort of indecision or hung jury on this by giving the jury some options.
Michel, finally, you know this stuff from a real big picture standpoint. Has this case changed how the agency is teaching agents how to conduct themselves when they get these rock assaults?
I don't think so. I've spoken about this with some agents, with some training officials at the Border Patrol, at Homeland Security, and in law enforcement in general. And no, first of all, Agent Schwartz is still a Border Patrol agent. The agency has never condemned him for having fired at this boy in Mexico. They haven't announced that they were going to change any sort of protocols as a result of this. They've always said that, you know, an agent has a right to defend himself. They basically can't go looking for trouble, but if they find themselves in a problem spot, they are allowed to defend themselves, and using deadly force is an option. And in this case, as Lonnie Schwartz's defense attorneys have argued, Agent Schwartz was just trying to defend himself. At least that's what they're trying to make the claim on. So overall, no, this case hasn't changed a problem that the Border Patrol has faced for decades now, of people throwing rocks at agents responding to that with gunfire, and then the United States having to decide whether or not this agent committed a crime.
Michel Morisco from KJZZ's Fronteras Desk with the latest. Michel, thank you.
Thank you.